This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McKee. Globally, more than 346,000 people have died from COVID-19, and there are approximately 5.5 million confirmed infections. In the United States, more than 98,000 people have died from the virus. There are more than 1.6 million confirmed cases. Americans settled for small processions and online tributes instead of parades Monday, as they observed Memorial Day in the shadow of the pandemic, which forced communities to honor the nation's military dead with modest, more subdued ceremonies that are also remembered for those lost to the coronavirus. On the weekend that marked the unofficial start of summer, authorities warned people heading to beaches, parks, or backyard barbecues to heed social distancing rules to avoid a resurgence of the disease. U.S. President Donald Trump honored America's war dead in back-to-back Memorial Day appearances colored by an epic struggle off the battlefield against the virus. Eager to demonstrate national revival from the pandemic, Mr. Trump doubled up on his public schedule while threatening to pull the Republican National Convention out of Charlotte, North Carolina, in August, unless North Carolina's Democratic governor gives a quick green light to the party's plans to assemble en masse. The U.S. death toll from the pandemic approaches 100,000. The Japanese government declared a success for what it's called the Japan model in controlling its coronavirus outbreak. It's never imposed the strict lockdown seen in other countries, emphasizing voluntary efforts. And on Monday, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe lifted the state of emergency set in Tokyo and four other areas, the last regions under the measures. More at VOANews.com. This is VOA News.